AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Family and friends say goodbye to Andrew Brown Jr. in Elizabeth City, North Carolina.
We know Andrew rests. Rest in the Lord.
Brown was shot and killed by sheriff deputies. The Reverend Al Sharpton, during the funeral, called for the release of body cam footage, likening the withholding of the video to a con.
Don't want to release the tape. It might prejudice the grand jury. What, a grand jury supposed to see the tape themselves? Shell game!
A judge ruled last week that the video would not be made public for a month to avoid interference with a state investigation. Deputies were trying to serve Brown drug-related search and arrest warrants. President Biden, First Lady Jill Biden, traveled to Tidewater Community College near Norfolk, Virginia, to pitch the plan to cover the costs of both preschool and 2 years of community college.
An awful lot of folks who even get an opportunity to go to community college still can't get there because of food, transportation, and those other costs.
The education proposal, part of Biden's $1.8 trillion families plan. It and his infrastructure proposal would cost $4.1 trillion, covered by tax increases on corporations and the nation's wealthiest people. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is pitching a much smaller infrastructure plan. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is floating a national infrastructure investment spending plan that's about a quarter the size of the $2.3 trillion proposal President Joe Biden has laid out. Speaking at the University of Louisville Monday, McConnell said Republicans are willing to spend up to $600 billion on infrastructure. McConnell also came out against Biden's plan to pay for the infrastructure package by raising the corporate tax rate from 21% back to 28%. Instead, McConnell said he favors increasing user fees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is AP News. Two internet pioneers are being sold again. Ed Donahue has this.
One was once the face of the internet.
Yahoo!
But Yahoo was overtaken by the likes of Google and Facebook. Another name being sold is AOL.
You've got mail.
It was a dominant name during the internet's earliest days. Verizon bought Yahoo and AOL about 6 years ago for $9 billion. They're selling to Apollo Management for $5 billion. Their attempts to jumpstart the brands didn't work. Verizon is refocusing on its wireless business. I'm Ed Donahue.
Another change for two high-tech icons, Bill and Melinda Gates. In identical but separate tweets, say they are getting a divorce after 27 years of marriage. The two promise they will continue to work together in their charity, the most influential private foundation in the world, worth $50 billion, has been focused on global health and development and U.S. education. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.